I'll go on. We're talking 40 years ago. The place was different then. Side entrance, no river view. People in donkey jackets, drinking coffees or a pint. Smoking then, even I did it. Taking notes, watching the Bohemians. The lovely artiness of it all. And the poets and the artists. Max and Billy and Barry. And all that existential stuff. Did I love it? Of course. What's not to love? Changed a bit now. Anyway, back to the anniversary 40 years back. I was 36 or 7, depending on which month we're talking about. June I turned older. And that was crap and his infernal set of tapes. Sat there too, listening and watching him eat banana after banana. Opening and closing the drawer over and over. What if you were allergic to bananas? Had to pretend to be Mr. Crap? Would they make you a pretend one? Or maybe allergic actors need not apply. But what if Mr. Arthur wrote the play for you and bananas made you ill? Would have thought of that, I suppose. Maybe would have had another thing to peel. A mandarin or a grape. Peel me a grape? Still, I digress. Must get on. So, presuming he's not allergic, he gets about listening to himself as a youngish man. About my age at the time, I'd say. Late 30s. But now in his dotage, like myself probably, and occasionally walks off stage while we hear a cork popping. Are we to presume he has drunk a bottle of porter in such a short time? Or maybe wine? Or maybe he opens a new bottle every time and keeps all the rest for later? Or visitors? Maybe. Lots of speculation there. Anyway, I go on. He locks the drawer the bananas are in, so they must be very precious to him. There's nobody else about to nick them. Unless he expects a member of the audience to come on stage while he's out swilling porter or wine and grab a banana for the interval. Except there isn't an interval. Or maybe the audience member who theoretically stole the banana was hungry and had forgotten to eat before coming out. If that was the case, then the sight of someone eating and enjoying a banana would certainly remind them of their hunger, and unable to wait for the end, as probably the shops would be shut anyway, they seize the moment. Probably not. Still, doesn't matter one way or another. Far as I know, no one has been tempted to steal a banana from the drawer. So maybe he's just overly protective and has experience of his food being nicked. Maybe when he was a child, for instance. And some rough boy stole his bananas from his lunchbox. And he's been so looking forward to midday so he could enjoy the banana. Maybe that's it. And the memory of it is so strong that he has become overprotected of bananas. Of his bananas. Whatever. It's all a diversion. And the other diversion, that 40 years ago, was Endgame. I remember it square by square, in glorious black and white. I'm presuming it was existential, and therefore a little difficult to come to grips with. Looked it up in the dictionary, Endgame. The end of the game. That makes sense. Maybe shouldn't have bothered. Anyway, I'll go on. So Endgame is final, is it? Do you know how many pauses there are in this play? Well, wait a minute. I think I've finished talking about Endgame, have I? Well, wait a minute. I'll count the pauses. If you just hang on one second. Okay. There are 58 pages, most of them explaining the action, if you can call it that. Instructions for the hard of hearing, short and long pauses, sometimes edified with adjectives or adverbs, not really hard of hearing, more hard of listening, though not harsh, gentle reminders, followed by pauses to give you time to absorb. Could go on, I suppose, pausing and more pausing until it's all over. Go on, count the pauses then. Okay, here goes. There are 58 pages containing 375 pauses, followed by an ellipse. What's the difference between them, you may well ask? I'll have to think about that. Put it on the long finger. Back to the maths. 58 pages of 375 pauses. That makes 7.75 per page on average. Not that many, really, when you consider how many other words there are. About a third or more instructive, and the rest dialogue. Minus the pauses. How to measure the pauses? Long ones, short ones, and interminable pauses, in parentheses. Depends how much time you have on your hands, I suppose, and how much patience. Look on it as a meditation. Count your breaths. That might help. Here we go. One. Breathe. Pause. Two. Breathe. Pause. Three. Breathe. Pause. And so on. As you get more efficient and practice, you can have longer breaths and longer pauses. Meanwhile, I'll get on with my story. In my endgame, there is a king with a beard and a queen with a crown. He has a beard as he's been waiting for so long for someone to make a move. The crown belongs to a different queen, not of this world. She's hanging around an inkwell and she's also waiting. They're playing a game. A waiting game, with only black pieces, as the white pieces were taken by another artist in the 60s. Look it up. Flux. There's that word again. Flux. All is flux. Anyway, I had to make some white figures to make up for the loss. They stare at us bewildered, like Lazarus must have done when he resurrected. Waiting in their cubicles, bewildered. Everyone is bewildered. Me, you, even the queen and the king. The princess and the prince, meanwhile, discuss what's real and what is not. Borrow that from the Gates of Eden, by the way. So everyone is pausing while they wait for an answer. There is always a waiting list. Wait till you're called. Wait here. Wait till your daddy gets home. Wait till later. Wait in the wings. I could go on. Why are we waiting? Who are we waiting for? What are we waiting for? Waiting for the pauses to end. Then what will we do? Wait some more. Another pause to fill in the time. To add to the list, there are 375 pauses in this story. This has been one of them. I may have to amend my story. Change something, then I suppose I would have to make a decision. Not my strong point, I hasten to add. Pause, or the longer pause. Sometimes the pause is for you to make a contrary position. For instance, you may disagree with the statement I made about being indecisive and give me a good example of a time I excelled at making decisions. Maybe. I'll go on. You may notice a theatrical vocabulary creeping in, can't be helped. All the world's a stage, as they say, and this is no exception. And not only do I reference a couple of plays from the long ago and once upon a time, no, it's the full collection. Pause while I correct myself. No, not the full collection, but the ones I've collected. Winnie is here, and Willie somewhere, and Malloy with his infernal OCD, if that's what it is. And bless your heart, the Stones, all 16 of them, all sucked to perfection. He deserves a twill on the decks, Malloy does. A formidable performer, too good to be left on the page while all the world performs around him. Who else? Crap, of course, all over the place with his obsessive tapes. If I've heard him once, I've heard him a dozen times. Never fails, or fails better. Not sure which. Enough said already about him. Let him listen in peace. And the mouth. What about that mouth? All black and white and red all over. keeps talking, never pausing. Or maybe it does, but I haven't twigged. Too busy counting the teeth. They're all there. Pause, I think. And the rocker and the walkers, the silent ghosts, don't know whether to laugh or cry. So much flux, so much waiting. But one day it will all be over. Then what will we do? Pause and think about that. I'll be back later. Ah, later. So I didn't sleep well thinking about all the waiting. Waiting for an answer. Waiting to get to sleep. Waiting and waiting. What does it all mean? Here we are in this deified space, waiting for the rain to stop. Waiting for the reel to end or my gobshite monologue. No stopping me now, though. I have to go on, one breath after another. If I was properly awake and abolished, as they say where I come from, I'd have given up and gone to the pub. Long ago. As it is, I don't remember the beginning of the sentence, so can't keep that bit of the story going. Or the middle of the story. A beginning, a middle, and an end, for preference. That's what I like. In that order. But sometimes that's not possible. Pause. Or desirable. Pause. You could start in the middle and work back and forth. But then the middle would be the beginning. Some other bit would be the middle. Doesn't bear thinking about. I could be here forever. Talking. And talking. And talking. I try to use words that are absolutely necessary. That are only absolutely necessary. That's a load of rubbish, you might say. Well, mostly anyway. Sometimes I forget and ramble on like this. Maybe it's the dosage. Have I reached that? Difficult to tell. Pause a lot, but don't know if that's a sign. Maybe a sign of something. Or maybe just a new beginning of wisdom and serenity. Ha! That would be nice, I think. I almost forgot the other one. The one with the trees and the moon. Two men admiring the moon. Do that myself sometimes. Passes the time. The tree is bare and the moon is full. What does it all mean? You have to wait and see. Wait and see. How many times did they pass through this space? Or their avatars? Or the old space? The one with the Bohemians? Oh, I do miss them. The Bohemians and the two fellas too. I miss them and their attention to waiting. As if it was fate. Maybe it was. Maybe we're all fated to wait for an answer. I suppose if we were a bit more patient, we wouldn't have to keep making it all up. Looking for the secret of life. Under the tree? No. Over the moon? No. Under the hat? No, not there either. Patience, dear fellow. All will be revealed. Maybe it will. Well, maybe it won't. I'll be waiting in the wings. Think I'll stop now. Not much left to say. I'll probably say it anyway. Wait and see, why don't you? I'm back with my head in my hands, my head full of dots, 23,200 dots. Must have driven him mad typing that many dots in multiples of three. I counted 725 ellipses. That's quite impressive for an endangered species, if I can call it that. Or is it them? I'm quite partial to an ellipse myself. Three beautiful dots in a row, a nice, neat row, followed by a pause. A nice long pause of admiration. Heaven on a page. Or voiced, a bit more challenging, I'd say. How did she do it? At least five incidences of ellipses followed by pauses. How to tell which is which? And does it matter? On the page, probably. Performed, difficult to say. Still, must be time to win the game. Come to a stop. A full stop. Ah, no, a full stop. Beautiful. Ah, full stop. At last, it's done. One beautiful dot. Done.